Grand Casino Arena. I'm still going to call it the Axe. I will do my best. I will do my best. But I think I'm still going to call it the Axe. We'll see. We've had some name changes here in the Twin Cities. And a texter pointing out that they still call Nickelodeon Universe Camp Snoopy. Is that the most dramatic name change that we've gone through? Nick Universe? Camp Snoopy, when that changed over, it probably took me a year to get used to it. Yeah. And still I have to think about it. Because I remember Camp Snoopy.
Sure.
When the kids were little. The Axe changing in September to Grand Casino. It's a pretty dramatic switch. And it's not a switch caused by, like, the switch we saw at the TCF Bank Stadium, because TCF is no more. Now it's Huntington Bank.
Right, it got bought out, so they had to...
But I just call that the bank. I called it the bank before, I call it the bank now, but I probably call it Huntington Bank, I guess. I always have to think about it a second.
Or I've heard Baby Bank, because you got U.S. Bank right next door.
That's pretty good.
So...
Most of the name changes we've had have been like sort of things that are a little too cute, right? So like Mariucci became 3M. Is it 3M Arena at Mariucci? Do you even know? You still call it Mariucci, right?
Just everybody calls it Mariucci, yeah.
It's called 3M Arena at Mariucci. It has been since 2017.
Sure.
And if you go there, there's big old 3M logos everywhere.
Fine Minnesota company.
But everybody calls it Mariucci. Mall of America Field at Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome.
That was a thing.
But the only people that called it but that was the name of the field. The building was still the Metrodome, and people still called it the Metrodome.
Because it was publicly owned, right? They couldn't sell the Metrodome itself?
I think that was part of that particular deal.
Yes.
In this deal, announced just this morning, the money for the naming rights of the arena goes to the Minnesota Wild. It does not go to St. Paul. But it is significant money, and it is a significant deal, I think, when you consider the fact that the name is not some company. Well, Grand Casino is certainly a company. But it's fully owned by a tribe. And I think, knowing the history of Native Americans in this state, there is something I think pretty darn cool that the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe has naming rights on St. Paul's downtown arena. Let's ask the question, though, of why. Why did they spend this money? We don't know the exact dollar amount, but it's reported to be multi-million dollars per year for 14 years. Rhonda Weisenegger is the CEO of Grand Casino, and she's with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. As you can tell, we're all for naming rights here at WCCO Radio. Rhonda, congratulations. How are you feeling now that the news is finally out?
Gosh, excited. Excited to be to this point where we can actually announce and communicate, and just really proud, right? As a member of the team at Grand Casino, it's just proud to honor the band's legacy through bold moves such as this and advancing our visibility throughout the state of Minnesota. I'm really excited right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet. Why did the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe, why were they interested in having the Grand Casino name on the arena?
Oh, gosh. I mean, there's several reasons, right? So we kind of take a look at opportunities. The tribe has made the investment into the downtown St. Paul environment. We do have the two hotels that are down there. So it just seemed like a good fit for us to continue that partnership. I mean, you have a world-class entertainment brand. You actually have two of them, right? So we partnership. We have shared values with the Minnesota Wild in regards to keeping those great memories alive for both current guests and new guests alike.
Yeah,
it just seemed like a perfect fit.
I think a lot of people don't realize that the Mille Lacs Band, through the Mille Lacs Corporate Ventures operation, owns the Intercon right on the riverfront and the Doubletree by Hilton in downtown St. Paul.
Correct.
So you guys are a significant player in downtown St. Paul already.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense from that perspective, right? Rhonda Weisnegger, the chief executive officer of Grand Casino, is with us. For sure, Rhonda, you've heard like some people are trying to come up with the appropriate nickname. We have the bank for the Gophers. What do you have a favorite? What do you want? Well, you probably want to call it Grand Casino Arena. But...
We do. Yep, we love the name that's been identified, Grand Casino Arena, and we'll continue to broadcast and promote that.
Jackpot? What about the jackpot? I feel like that would be a nice, that would be a good nickname.
Yeah, we've heard a ton of nicknames.
I'm sure, right? I know. It'll be interesting where fans end up. But Grant, because I will say this, like, I am so glad that the naming rights partner is an important civic partner in our state. I think the worst case scenario was like some sort of random Bitcoin e-commerce type thing that may or may not be around. We know Grand Casino is going to be here for the length of this partnership.
Yes, absolutely. You know, this is a historic milestone for Grand Casino, and we're proud to be a part of it. A tribally owned enterprise with the naming right on a major league sports venue. Again, I think it just demonstrates how tribal businesses are leading, innovating, and shaping the future for not only Native communities, but certainly the overarching state.
Yeah. Boy, that's such an interesting point, because some of the pushback that I've received since the news came out is a pushback about gambling, right? That gambling is so infused in sports right now. We don't have that legally in Minnesota yet, but it is such a part of the sports environment. It is part of, maybe it's the major way the wider public is aware of, I mean, it's named after the casino. It's not named after the band. But you do want to tell a bigger story than just the story of gaming, right?
Oh, absolutely. This is more than just gaming, right? This is, it's even more than visibility, actually. It's about opportunities. I think with this platform, we have the ability to launch partnerships and collaborative efforts with both national and regional brands. It has the opportunity not just to get our name out there, but certainly promote a different opportunity within the market, right? Create something new and capture some new audiences.
Yeah. Yeah, and you look at, you know, obviously there are lots of ways you can integrate yourself inside the arena, right? We'll see your name on the outside. We'll hear your name in broadcast and at concerts and all of that. But there are some other kind of innovative ideas that you guys are looking at on ways to really be integrated into the wild game day experience, right?
Oh, absolutely. More than just, yeah, the wild for sure, but other events as well. So there's a couple things, right? We want to communicate the rich history of the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe. We want to make sure that they're also promoting opportunities and demonstrating how we have shaped the future, again, of the economic environment, the impact in the state. And then there'll also be activation, fun events, both at the arena and on property as well.
It's pretty cool. It's a pretty big deal. I've been up to some of the renovated rooms you guys have at Mille Lacs, at Grand Casino Mille Lacs, and that facility is beautiful. I know you guys have been making over Mille Lacs. You've been making over Hinckley. Really, a pretty major step for the Mille Lacs Band and for the corporate ventures for you guys.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for the feedback on the hotel. And we're really proud of how the rooms turned out, and we get a lot of great feedback from our guests.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, come on, right across the street, you got Lake Mille Lacs. It's such a great location. And I think the upgrades have made kind of the resort befitting the natural beauty that we have in that area.
Yes, absolutely. It is a beautiful location. Both facilities are.
Yeah, for sure. 14 years, naming rights partnership. Do you know, were you negotiating against other people? Were there other companies that were coming in for this?
Certainly. I am aware that there were other businesses that were vying for the opportunity. And I think if we look at it from Grand Casino's perspective, the unique ability to have this partnership, and again, our values align with Minnesota Wild, so it just seemed like the right thing to do at this time.
I feel relief. I'll be curious what our listeners say. Like, I'm excited about it. I think it's a great partnership, and the storytelling opportunities here to tell some of the stories, the rich history of the Ojibwe and of that critical part of the Minnesota experience. I think there's a lot of cool opportunity here.
There absolutely is. We can't wait to get that off the ground. So we look forward to September 3rd, which is the official change of the naming over to Grand Casino Arena.
All right, I'm going to have to lose a lot of money playing blackjack to help you guys pay for this over 14 years. I'll tell you that much. That's no, no. You only want winners. Only want winners up there. That's exactly right. Good stuff. Congratulations. Congratulations, Rhonda.
Thank you so much.
It's really good. Rhonda Weisnegger, Chief Executive Officer of Grand Casino, with the news about the arena today. We'll break and be right back here on Drive Time.